The Love You Virus: How One Email Spread Love and Chaos. In the year 2000, a simple email caused chaos on the internet, proving that even in the digital world, love can be dangerous. The Love You Virus, also known as the Love Letter Virus, is one of the most infamous examples of how a cleverly disguised message can wreak havoc on computers worldwide. Let's dive into how this virus worked, the damage it caused, and what lessons we can learn to protect ourselves today. The email that started it all. Imagine opening your inbox and seeing an email with the subject line, "I love you." Intrigued? Who wouldn't be? You might think it's a secret admirer or a friend sending you something sweet. Inside the email, there's an attachment titled loveletterforyou.txt.vbs. Most people, without a second thought, open the attachment. What could go wrong, right? Unfortunately, everything. What happened next? Once the attachment was opened, the virus was unleashed. The Love You Virus was a type of worm that replicated itself by sending copies to everyone in the victim's email contacts. But that wasn't all. It also overwrote important files on the infected computer, such as images, music files, and documents, replacing them with copies of the virus. Within hours, this digital love letter spread across the globe, infecting millions of computers and causing billions of dollars in damages. An example, the office outbreak. Let's say you're working in an office in the year 2000. It's a normal day until suddenly everyone in the office starts receiving the same "I love you" email. Some colleagues, curious about this mysterious love letter, open the attachment. Soon, printers start malfunctioning, important files go missing, and the entire network grinds to a halt. IT teams scramble to contain the spread, but by then, it's too late. The virus has already infected multiple systems. Lessons learned. The I Love You virus taught us several critical lessons. 1. Beware of suspicious emails. No matter how enticing the subject line may be, always think twice before opening attachments or clicking on links. If something feels off, it probably is. 2. Keep your software updated. One of the reasons the I Love You virus spread so quickly was because many users didn't have up-to-date antivirus software. Keeping your system updated with the latest security patches is crucial to defend against new threats. 3. Backup your data. The virus's ability to overwrite files highlights the importance of regular data backups. If your system is compromised, having backups ensures you won't lose your important files. Wrapping up, the cost of curiosity. The I Love You virus is a perfect example of how curiosity can lead to disaster. While it may seem like an ancient relic in today's cybersecurity landscape, the principles behind its success still apply. Social engineering, where attackers manipulate human psychology to breach systems, remains a significant threat. By staying vigilant and educating ourselves about these tactics, we can avoid falling victim to similar scams in the future. So next time you receive an unexpected email, remember the I Love You virus and think before you click.